By the championship-winning crew chief of the Double Zero team, Jonathan Toney, and the championship-winning owner of Stewart Haas Racing, Tony Stewart. We'll get right to questions for these two gentlemen. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll start over here with Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Tony, for you, how have you seen Cole Custer grow and develop since becoming a part of this team, and really from the start to where he is now celebrating as an Xfinity Series champion?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure if I've drank enough alcohol to be allowed in the media center this late. Apparently there's a new standard that has changed since I drove full-time, but I'll do the best I can with the limited amount of alcohol in my system. But I think the restart at the end of the race was a very good indication and example of how Cole's matured as a driver this year. To watch him go in turn one, and he was literally third going into one, and watch how he did what he had to do to get himself in a good position to get off of turn two was remarkable. And literally, I've watched the replay four times, and I still haven't totally 100% figured out exactly what he did behind the steering wheel, but it was super impressive. And, as dominant as they were to the end and then have a caution come out at the end, and watching the truck race last night, you see how much chaos, and maybe these truck kids can learn from what happened tonight. I mean, you had all four guys up there up front and never laid a wheel on each other and raced for a championship, didn't just play bumper cars. So I'm really proud of Cole. I'm proud of the job he did. I felt like he drove an excellent race the entire time from start to finish. He was smooth. He was methodical. Him and JT worked through what changes needed to be made. And, when it came down to it on a two-lap restart, the start of the restart didn't look very good, but what he did, getting himself in position off of turn two and then finishing off in three and four was really impressive. I'm super impressed with the job he did.
We'll go here to Jeff.
Tony, on the topic of respect, you watched the race last night and you're like, oh, well, I'm kind of like losing all faith in the next generation that's coming up, seeing how they race, and then you watch the restart tonight and how clean those four guys raced, and you're like, oh, well, maybe it's not that bad. Where do you see the evolution of this next generation coming up in terms of respect and understanding how to race and all that kind of thing?
I desperately hope young kids that are racing go-karts, quarter midgets, bandoleros, you name it, any of these young kids, tonight's the example that you want to go off of, not last night. That was an S show last night. And the scary part, and I had conversations with people today about it, and what scares me is that's these kids watch that and think that that's what they're supposed to do. And you go to go-kart races, and kids' parents are fighting because somebody's dumping – one kid's dumping another kid because that's what they see on TV. And tonight was a great example that that's not how you have to race. You can race clean. You can race door-to-door. You can race hard. But you can race each other with respect, and I think that's the Truck Series has a 0% amount of it. You watched that show last night, and it was whoever was going to have a straight car at the end of the race.
We've got a Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Monzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. Only one question for the crew chief, Mr. Toney. Despite that Xfinity and Cup are two different races, two different cars, different technology, nevertheless, is there anything what you can take from your Cup team to your advantage in the Xfinity team from the technical point of view?
Yeah, I don't know. The cars have definitely evolved away from each other from the chassis and the suspension parts is definitely different. I'd say that, the biggest thing for us that we get from the Cup side is just experience. Have a lot of guys on the Cup side that, I still have conversations with and we work with on that. Richard Boswell, which was a big part of this Xfinity program, before he, he's been a great friend and a great colleague to work with. And, I've been over and sat in his office the last 2 weeks for him to calm me down and tell me it was going to be okay and, to be able to work through. But, at the end of the day, we're still going for the most races, we go down the corner and turn left and get back in the gas and go back the other way. So from that standpoint, it's all very similar, but it's maybe a little bit different approach, because the technology has went a different direction. But, still the end result to get back around to the start-finish line the fastest. So, we still a lot of similarities there.
Over here.
Crystal Clay, RacingRefresh.com. This one's for Tony Stewart. I was watching you standing in the pit box while watching the TV while Cole was doing his burnout, and you almost didn't move for a matter of minutes while everybody was jumping over the wall. So I just want to know what was going through your mind then, and also, how does it feel knowing that you could not only double down but triple down with championships next week as well?
The reason I wasn't moving, I was watching the replay trying to figure out how did he pull that off. And that's literally what I was doing at the pit box. I'm like, I have to understand. When you're a competitor, you've got to understand every aspect of it. And watching it live as it was happening, it was like, what just happened? And it comes off of turn four and you see him get the lead back. And you're like, well, that turned out great, but how did it happen? And that's what I was doing, was sitting there watching the replays. I'm too old to jump over walls at Mach 12 like these young kids. But to answer your question, I mean, I'm excited that we win a championship this weekend. We have an opportunity for our two drivers next weekend to win a championship. And that's a pretty exciting scenario to be in at this point of the season.
Go up here to John.
Hey, Tony. David Brandt from the Associated Press. I know obviously tonight's kind of Cole's night, but just wondered your thoughts. Kevin Harvick, obviously, his last race tomorrow. Just what do you think about his career just as he wraps things up?
I'll lose a little sleep tonight, to be honest. It has been the last couple weeks. It's kind of sad, you know, to know that it's his last weekend and Eric's last weekend. Eric and I were teammates back in the Gibbs days, and you know, obviously, Kevin, I drove his Xfinity car for him before he came to SHR, and we've got a great friendship. So, you know, it's sad to see both of these guys go. They've been great teammates. They've been great friends. You know, but you understand all of us at some point have to change directions in our life, and I'm 1,000% supportive of their decisions. You know, Kevin's one of those guys. He doesn't make a change without having an eye on what his next move is. And I know he's prepared for this. And Eric's the same way. I mean, Eric's just calm, cool, and collected all the time, but he's a great family man. He's a great husband, great father, and a great friend. So I'm excited for both of these guys. I'm excited for the next journey, but it is sad knowing that 24 hours from now, it's all going to be over. So I'm appreciative of what Kevin's done for the company, what Eric's done for the company. They've both been great leaders these last 4 or 5 years, and very, very proud that I was able to have them as teammates. Well, I think what people don't realize is how good of a leader he really is. And I've said this in media sessions numerous times. I mean, Kevin Harvick's probably the most well-rounded driver out there, from the aspect that obviously he's a great race car driver, but he knows how to build championship winning teams and putting the right people in place. He understands the business side of it. He understands the marketing side of it. I would challenge anybody to find somebody in the series as a driver that can do all those aspects as well as Kevin does.
We'll go to Deb Williams next.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Jonathan, this is for you. You've been with the team since day one, even before Tony came in, and then you worked with Tony when he was driving. So to see the team grow like this and get this championship and watch Cole also develop as a driver from when he was a kid and come up, what does all this mean to you and to have been there from day one?
I mean, you know, it definitely not like not, you know, is it's special, you know, for those reasons, right? Because been there so long, you know, thinking this is my 20th year at you know, Stuart Haas and Haas CNC racing before that. And, you know, when I started in and you know, when people asked me what I wanted to do in racing, you know, my goal was to start with a team and be able to be there long term to watch it grow. You know, I'd, as a kid growing up, seeing Richard Childers Racing grow into a championship power team and Hendrick Motorsports. And, you know, to me, that's what I love to build stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, race cars or race teams or whatever it might be. So that's where I get the enjoyment. And then, you know, tonight, like tonight, to see it come to, you know, full circle and you accomplish what your goals was. I mean, that's, I don't think there's anything more rewarding to be able to do that. And you know, and on a personal side, you know, with Cole, you know, I've known him since he was 4 or 5 years old and seen him with these little hilly shoes rolling down a ramp and at the racetrack, you know, and you know, and so to see him grow into a to a young race car driver, now growing into a young man, you know, married and all that stuff that you do when you get older, you know, to see him mature has been, you know, special. And then, you know, of course, you know, growing into a leader, you know, as Tony mentioned about Kevin, we're seeing Cole Custer right now grow into that leader that a Kevin Harvick is. And you know, that's neat to see, you know, and it makes it rewarding. And then, like I say, you know, to see him pull off the move he pulled here tonight over in 1-2 to win the championship, it's just, I mean, it's very, very special. Very proud and just really happy to be part of seeing him win this championship.
Go to Jordan Bianchi, and then we'll go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Jordan Bianchi with The Athletic. This question's for Tony. Amid a season where it's been a struggle on the Cup side, does winning a championship in the Xfinity kind of help, you know, maybe provide like a silver lining of sorts in this kind of year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's it helps with momentum and keeps the morale up at the shop. I mean, it's been a tough couple years for the Cup program. But nights like tonight and finishing off the season on the Xfinity side with a championship and watching JT and Cole pull this off was is something that we will that the Cup shop will absolutely ride that their coattails on that momentum. So you know, that's a boost that these guys, that the whole shop needs right now, no matter whether they're racing on Saturday or Sunday.
When it's a year like this and it's frustrating, is, you know, do you ever question yourself, well, why I keep doing this, and you know, maybe it's time to go do something else, and you know?
No, if it was easy, it's not even fun. I mean, you take competitive people that want to win and be competitive. If it's easy, it's not worth doing. You might do it once, you might do it twice, but if it's just that easy and the only time you stay is if you win, then everybody would get out of here after they've won a championship. It's these are the moments that define legacies and dynasties, and you know, it's not always going to go right. I mean, this is a sport that the technology is constantly changing and evolving week after week, and sometimes you hit it, sometimes you don't. But you know, the thing that we still have at SHR, and it's the Xfinity program, it's the Cup program, is we got a bunch of racers in there that don't have any quit in them. They fight, and you know, we haven't found stuff for the Sunday program, but you know, we found it for the Saturday program, and I'm proud of these guys for what they did.
Fair to say then, listening to what you're saying, that there is no consideration of selling a charter or anything like that, and that you guys are committed to this.
Why are we talking about this on Saturday night when this guy just won a championship? Okay. Let's talk about JT doing an awesome job and our driver doing an awesome job winning the championship tonight.
Well, to that point, I need to get JT back to the championship stage. We'll say we have time for one or two more if we have any questions for JT. We'll go to Kelly and Dustin and wrap there.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. You were talking about Cole and how long you've known him. These last 2 weeks, how impressed have you been by your driver? You mentioned the move he made to win this race. I even think back to last week. You guys are facing the other direction coming to the finish, and he's driving it backwards across the finish line to advance and do what he has to do. How impressed have you been with him the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've been impressed with him all year, but yeah, these last 2 weeks, you know, I've worked with Tony, and you can see when that desire is there and that championship is kind of, you know, burning in the belly, so to speak. And I've seen that in Cole the last 2 weeks. And really since the chase has begun, you know, even back to Homestead, you know, we was right there and had a shot to win that race. And really what impressed me about that, you know, me and him both made mistakes at that race, you know, with him, you know, getting in the fence and then me stepping over the line and causing us to have to come back down pit road. But to see him bounce back from that at Martinsville and be able to, you know, regain his focus and kind of, you know, get us pointed in the direction we need to be to give him a car to compete there at Martinsville. And then, you know, you have the chaos that ensued at the end of that thing. And then him and Andy Houston having the presence of mind to say, put it in reverse and back across the start finish line was pretty impressive. But then, you know, all weekend here this weekend, I mean, just laser focused all week, you know, working together and trying to, you know, develop what we wanted to bring here to run as a setup. And then, you know, just going through practice yesterday. And then, of course, tonight, you know, that was just, you know, that was the stuff that's going to be seen on TV, of course, was the movie made tonight. But, you know, there's a lot of things that he done that led this team and helped us get us in the right direction to be ready to be in a position like that, to be able to pull off a move like that to win a championship.
I made a mistake where there's a question in the press box for JT. We'll take that, and then we'll let him go.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. The question is actually for Tony. Tony, there would be a lot of drivers who probably would have difficulty in making an adjustment of kind of being sent from Cup back down to Xfinity. But it seemed like Cole sort of embraced it from the start. I just wondered what you thought, how he would handle it this season, and is tonight a culmination of sort of his determination and trying to fight his way back?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, it was a calculated decision to move him back, and it was the gate for him to gain confidence. And like JT said, his leadership is growing through this year, and as his confidence has grown, the leadership side's coming into play as well. So, I think it's a valid question and a valid point that, yeah, when a driver makes it to the big show and then, you know, has to step back, you know, one series, it's there's a lot of things that could go wrong, but there was a reason we made that decision, and it's character building, and it's like I told him tonight before we came into the media center, I said, this is why we did what we did, and this is what you're doing, the steps that you're making, and the progress you've made this year is exactly what we were hoping for. So he's doing the right things. He will end up in a Cup car at some point, I feel like, in the future. I mean, he's doing the work. He's been a great leader at the shop with these guys, and I have the utmost confidence that he will be back in a Cup car at some point.
Okay, JT, I'm going to let you go back to the championship stage.
I have to take him.
What's that?
I have to take him.
Tony, we got a couple more for you.
Oh, shit.
My understanding.
Yeah. Good job,
bud. Thank you. Congrats, JT. All right, we'll continue for a couple more with Tony. Greg, do you still have a question? We'll go to Greg here in the center.
Thank God.
First off, I want Greg Engel with Forbes. I wanted to say thanks for taking a couple hours a couple weeks ago on the NHRA thing. Talking about kind of his not selling charters, but coming into next season, two new drivers are going to be in your cars. Do you look at this as a kind of a reset to help build them up, that momentum to go into the reset, especially if you do well next week with your other two teams?
I don't know if we look at it as a reset necessarily. I mean, it's not what we wanted as a company, obviously. I mean, I'd love to have Kevin and Eric back in the cars next year. But I'm excited about the direction our program's going. Obviously, having Josh Berry come into the car, I'm excited about Josh. I like Josh as a person. I like him as a race car driver, and he's one of these guys that his dad didn't fund his way to the top. This kid has earned his way to the top, and that's why we put him in that four car, because that's a hard seat to fill. I mean, I guess it's a kind of a mandatory reset. It's not that we're trying to reset. It's just we're kind of forced to a certain degree to reset, losing two drivers like that and two veteran drivers. So I'm really happy about the direction we're going. I feel like we're going to have four really good drivers next year that are going to work well together, I feel like, and are going to bring some new energy to the shop.
We'll go up to the front here to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Yeah, I was going to ask you, you're awfully subdued up there. I've seen some of your celebrations. What's this thing going to be like with, tonight with Cole and celebrating this championship?
I just told him I didn't care how much trouble they got in tonight. Just make sure we had a phone number for a responsible adult to get him out of jail if that's where they end up. So after watching last night, I didn't know what direction the media center was going to be in tonight. I didn't know if you guys were all doing tequila shots up here with each other or what, but no, I'm proud of those guys. I am not going to be a part of the late night festivities. I got to catch my breath a little bit. It's been a long season on many fronts, and I'm just proud to spend the time with those guys tonight up there and see their accomplishments, and really proud of the job they've done for our company. I know Gene being here was huge, and Gene to see that championship is something I'm really excited about. It's not about me. It's about Gene. It's about Cole. It's about Joe Custer. It's about those guys and what they've been working towards. So I'm just proud to be a part of it with them.
That was my follow up on Gene, just being here and the whole organization coming together like
see,
that.
See, I could see it in your eyes. I knew what was coming.
We think alike, you know. You got the eight.
We'll go here in the center to Cole. Cole, you still have a question? Raise your hand.
Colt Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Tony, tonight marked five straight weeks Riley's finished inside the top four. What have you seen from him over these past couple months as a person and competitor and sort of how he's kind of progressed?
Kind of the same lines as Cole, just a step or two behind that. But, you know, when I talked to Riley after the Vegas race, I said, that's the hardest one. The first one's always the hardest. And after that, it becomes easier because you've done it. You know the steps you took to get yourself there. And Riley's finish to the season has been remarkable. And I told him, he came to Victory Lane to congratulate his teammate. And I said, remember that conversation we had? I said, you will carry momentum now. And he's carried it all the way to the end of the season. And I told him, I said, you don't even realize how much that momentum is going to carry through the off season to next year. So for Cole to win the championship, for Riley to have the run that he's had at the end of the season, I couldn't be more proud of our Xfinity program and the direction and how well these two drivers are doing driving our race cars. So I'm excited to have them back.
I'll take one more. Lee, do you still have a question? We'll wrap it up here in the front with Lee. You can just ask it, Lee.
Thank you, dear. There's been a changing of the guard. You know, we're looking at a championship four group. Larson's the oldest guy. I mean, you know, you were looking at him when he was coming up on dirt. But it's just like we've lost your generation. You know, Harvick's the last one out of that group to go out the door. How do you assess this generation, and how do you keep this generation from being what we saw last night? I mean, can you know, do they need to have, like, pep talks from the senior guys, from owners, you know, telling them, you know, if I looked at your highlight reel right now, I'd tell you to, you know, find another day job. I mean, how forceful do you guys have to be? Does ownership have to be? Because ultimately, you're the guys that do the hiring.
Good news, I feel like it's self-policing from our side as owners, because I'm not hiring any of those guys that were pulling those antics last night. I don't want those guys driving our race cars, because if they're going to crash somebody else, people get tired of that after a while. And when they get tired of it, then they start tearing up your race cars. And we're not the ones that are driving it and putting everybody in those scenarios. That driver is. So we're going to put drivers in that we feel like have their act together and their composure and know how to do it the right way. And when you see those guys, then those guys get snatched up pretty quick by owners, because we're all paying attention to what's going on in the truck series. But as much as they can make a name for themselves in a positive way, they also have the same ability to make a name for themselves in a negative way and make it to where we're not interested in looking at them anymore. So it gives you more time to focus on the other drivers that you think have potential.
Tony, congratulations. Thanks for the extra time here, and enjoy the off season. Good luck next week.
Appreciate it.